everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Why is it that Friday is always such a fabulous day? Even if there's nothing particularly exciting going on over the weekend, Friday's just always a wonderful day of the week. It's probably because Saturday and Sunday are coming, right? Makes us all kind of giddy and a little bit happier than we normally would have been. Anyway, happy Friday to all of you out there. What's new at the Mormon Channel today? Well, we have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to air tomorrow, Saturday at noon. And this is part two of the episode that aired last week for the first time, and it's entitled Family Councils. And in part two of this episode, Brother Matthew O. Richardson from the Sunday School General Presidency interviews Carol F. McConkie from the Young Women General Presidency, and Mark Ogletree, who is a Brigham Young University religion professor, and they're going to discuss the importance of counseling without controlling. That's going to be another fabulous episode of Gospel Solutions for Families. Now, if you ever miss any of these, feel free to check it out on our website, mormonchannel.org, and we have all of our past episodes of each one of our shows archived there. It's a great way to get caught up or to go back and listen after you've already heard it. Sometimes there are things you want to pick out from a talk or something someone says and write it down. So feel free to always do that on our website. This is kind of a sensitive subject, but have any of you ever been teased in maybe junior high or high school or maybe even younger in elementary school? Why does it seem like these things always happen at school? I remember when I was in junior high, I had a few people that teased me and weren't very nice, and it can kind of scar you. And if not scar you, it definitely can affect you. Hopefully it doesn't scar you. There's a story we'd like to share with you today, and it's from David L. Beck, who is the Young Men General President, and it's from a general conference talk he gave in April 2013 entitled Your Sacred Duty to Minister, and it's really quite a heartwarming story. We wanted to share that with you today. Here it is in his own words.
When Shai started high school last year, she became the victim of cruel and thoughtless bullying. She was mistreated, shoved, and taunted as she walked to class. Some students even threw garbage at her. You have probably seen people mistreated like this in your school, too. For too many people, the teenage years are a time of loneliness and fear. It doesn't have to be this way. Fortunately for Shai, there were young men at her school who understood what it means to minister. Shai's mother had asked teachers at the school to help stop the bullying, but it continued. She then contacted Carson Jones, an Aaronic priesthood holder and the starting quarterback of the football team. She asked him to help her find out who was doing the bullying. Carson agreed to help, but in his heart he felt that he could do much more than just identify the bullies. The Spirit whispered to him that he needed to help Shai feel loved. Carson asked some of his teammates to join him in ministering to Shai. They invited her to sit with them during lunch. They walked her to class to make sure she was safe. Not surprisingly, with football players as her close friends, no one bullied Shai anymore. This was an exciting season for the football team. But even with the thrill of an undefeated season, these young men did not forget about Shai. They invited her to join the team on the field after games. Shai felt loved and appreciated. She felt safe. She was happy. The football team went on to win the state title. But something more important than a football championship happened at their school. The example of these young men has motivated other students to be more accepting, more friendly. They now treat each other with more kindness and respect. National news media found out what these young men had done and shared their story across the country. What began as an effort to minister to one is inspiring thousands of others to do the same. Shai's mother calls these young men angels in disguise. Carson and his friends are quick to say that Shai has blessed their lives much more than they blessed hers. That's what happens when you lose yourself in serving others. You find yourself. You change and grow in ways that would not be possible otherwise. These young men have experienced the joy of ministering and continue to seek opportunities to bless others.
One of the things that's really quite fabulous about this story is that Shai's mother had just asked Carson to help her identify who was doing the bullying, but it was Carson and his friends who really went above and beyond what was asked of them and really developed a friendship with Shai. In a video on the Huffington Post entitled Queen Creek High School Football Players Protect Shai Johnson, Bullied Student with Special Needs, from October 29th, 2012, Shai says, "All my boys love me," referring, of course, to the members of the football team who have taken her under their wing and really just loved her. That really is a touching story about the power of a friend. And that's the message we'd like to leave with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, maybe you've had a similar situation or someone in your family or one of your friends has, we would love to hear it. Feel free to send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled A More Excellent Way, and it's featuring David Osmond. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day, a wonderful weekend, and we are excited to be back with you on Monday.
Wandering and unsure of my position, drifting to an end that I can't see, drowning in a sea of indecision. As the tides of fate wash over me, desperate to land on solid ground, a place where purpose and peace are found. A more excellent way, I'm leaving the ways of the world behind me. A more excellent truth and letting it guide me. I'm choosing today a more excellent way. Firm on this foundation, sure and steady. Now my destination is so clear. Filled with new direction, I am ready to walk this road without regret and fear. True to my Savior, I will stand, willing to give Him all I am. A more excellent way, I'm leaving the ways of the world behind me. A more excellent for truth and letting it guide me. I'm choosing today a more excellent way. A more excellent way. a more excellent way.